We're back with Lake Effect on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Each month, cellist Robert Cohen joins us to talk about life as a touring classical musician in a segment we call On That Note. This month, we find Cohen making a big professional change as he leaves the Milwaukee-based Fine Arts Quartet to return to a predominantly solo career.
He joined me in the studio just before his final concerts with the quartet. Robert, it is great to see you.
Great to see you too, Bonnie.
We don't get to do this that often where you're literally across the desk from me.
Not often enough.
I know. And you are here. Well, by the time this airs, you will have performed with the Fine Arts Quartet for the last time. And we will get to the changes that are coming for you. But I understand you just recently had another phenomenal performance experience.
Well, you know, it was more than that. It was about people. And, you know, I went to play. I was invited to play in Montana. In Billings, Montana, not a place that I was imagining I would be going to, but a very dear friend of mine and former student of mine called Joseph Luptak said, you must come here to Billings if you're going to be in the States at some point, because you'll have a very special experience and we'll be together. So he invited me to give some concerts with him and some lectures. And while I was there, I met a really extraordinary couple called Bill and Marilyn Simmons, who are enormous support to the community there. But, you know, this is one of the beautiful things about being a traveling musician, is that you do meet extraordinary people that, in a way, can change your life. So giving the concerts and knowing that people were so supportive, and the lecture and listening to what people had to say and exchanging ideas and hearing from this couple ideas about life and about how they appreciated the music and how it relates to them and what they do just enlightened me so much about how I could live my life as well.
So you're talking about a literal life-changing experience.
Yeah, I mean, when Bill was saying, well, he listened to my lecture, which was about practicing music, how to prepare music. And he said, you know, I'm going to have to go and change my business model and how I work. And I was just astonished. And I thought, well, my lectures are about music. They're about learning. And he is an experienced man in business and very, very successful, has taken something from that. So we had a discussion about how he was going to use that. And of course, what he was talking about was looking after people and the exchange of ideas and supporting people, which is really what my lectures are about too. But he brought new thoughts to me that I just found so inspiring, and they'll remain with me. So my visit to Billings, Montana was not only wonderful because of the musical partnership and discussing things, but also just yet again meeting extraordinary people who put a reflection on life in a different way that enhances my experience. And then, you know what? I got on the plane to Washington, D.C., and I sat next to another extraordinary lady who was in the medical profession and told me about relating to people in that area and how that worked. And I thought, you know, it is an amazing and beautiful thing to be a traveling musician. It may be very tough to be away all the time, but the new experiences and the new ideas that people bring to me, maybe hopefully they seep through into my cello playing and my music making, because they are all about communication and they all are about what we can learn all the time from people.
And also, as you say, taking care of people. And in some ways, I think music is that offering. Mm. You know, it's a way to take care of people. It's a different way of taking care of people.
Yeah, and they've given me a gift by talking about it in their way, most definitely.
Well, you're talking about, you know, the gift. And, you know, for the last 5 years or so, we've had the gift of having you here on a regular basis as part of the Fine Arts Quartet. That relationship is coming to an end. You're moving on to other things. How do you know, and this all goes back to communication and taking care of yourself as an artist, how do you know when it's time for you to move on?
That's a very interesting question. I think, you know, moving on to start with was moving on to the quartet And that, and I think we talked about this a long time ago, but, you know, my father, who was a renowned musician in London, he had a career, and after he retired, he started to play string quartets at home for fun. And he was playing the violin until he was 91, just before he died. And it was a passion of his to play string quartets. And it was literally the day after he died that the Fine Arts Quartet called me and said, would you be interested in joining us to play quartets? So it was a very emotional thing. And, of course, it took me a long time, 6 months or so, constantly thinking and talking to my wife about, is this a move I can make? Is this a commitment I can make? Is this a change I can make in my life from having been a soloist for very many years? And I did make that decision, obviously, but that was a big change. And that was the first stage, in a sense, of the next part of my life. And then I suppose about 3 or 4 years later on, it came a point where I'd integrated into the quartet in the way that one has to. I mean, the first few years I'd been on the edge of my seat all the time, learning all this amazing repertoire, learning how to speak exactly the same language with three other people and to communicate in a way. I mean, after all, they'd been playing together for decades before me. So it was up to me to try to find my way to speak their language. And I appreciated and appreciate their language enormously. But it was my big challenge. You know, that was my challenge, having done my own thing for so many years. And then I think, 2 years ago, it came that point when I felt, you know, maybe I've done that now. Maybe it is now time for me to explore in a different way. Because I think innately, in my music making and in my kind of philosophy of life, so to speak, I do like to move things forwards. I'm never satisfied that I play a piece of music in a certain way and that I'm happy with that. I always want to find new ways or better ways all the time. I'm thirsty for that. And I think I realized 2 years ago that if I stayed on with the quartet beyond February 2018, I wouldn't be fulfilling my own sense of exploring what I have to give as much as I'd like to. I need that kind of sense of new adventure in my music making. And like we talked about last month, you know, sometimes I meet people and I'm making music with them and I'm so, so incredibly excited by the process of discovering how you're going to work with people, their thoughts, my thoughts, their way of reacting to my ideas, and, you know, this volatile but very exciting form of music making. And I think I feel I really do need to do that again.
What do you think you learned from your time with the quartet that you and I are taking forward into this whatever stage of the career it is? I mean, you're going back to being a soloist, but you're also performing with other people as well. So there's some chamber works in there as well as solo works. What do you think you've taken away from this 5 years?
Well, first of all, the experience of playing string quartet repertoire is like no other. There is a purity of the sound, and there's a kind of depth of the composer's invention, which is astounding, really. So that is, you know, something that I can reflect on when it comes to other repertoire now.
You can see why your father loved it.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. I can also reminisce on all the beautiful times because, you know, not being alone actually has been very important, a stage in my life, not to be always traveling on my own, but to have that support and have that sense that, you know, being part of a team. And that's a great thing to reflect on too. And maybe it gives me strength to be more adventurous now. And also, I think it is a complex relationship. And I realize that for many quartets, they start all together when they're students and they grow together all the time throughout their years. And they deal with life changes at similar times. Maybe family things are happening at the same sort of time, having children at the same sort of time. Their commitments are similar. And in this case, our ages were quite different. And that proved a different set of challenges. And of course, when you separate, you know, it's not everybody's desire that that's going to happen. So that has been difficult at times for us because I'm leaving them. Well, what am I taking away from it? I'm also taking away, I suppose, experience of life, living with, you know, three other people a lot of the time. And that,
I was going to say, you get to know them in a different kind of intimate way because you're both making music with them, but you're also traveling and living a lot of the time together too. So there is this set of, as you say, complex dynamic relationships that are constantly shifting.
Yes, and I think all quartet members will you know, when they're talking to each other.
Anyone who's been in a band, Robert, yeah. Anyone who's been in any kind of group like that.
Yeah, yep. And I think that obviously what I'm looking forward to is I feel very excited about because I can see that I'm in some senses taking my own voice back just for me and seeing how that plays off against other people and how I can integrate maybe better with other people now.
Because you've had this experience.
Yeah.
Well, and as we've talked about before, nothing lasts forever.
No, and that, I think that's a very important point. I think that's a very hard thing for the remaining members of the quartet because they've been doing it much longer than I have. So for them, after 35 years of playing string quartets, to the idea of stopping because you've got players leaving is, you know, an impossibly difficult pill to swallow. And I completely appreciate that. I suppose that's one of the reasons why I felt 6 years was enough so that I wouldn't get stuck in that situation where I was, you know, in a position to say, look, I do want to move on. I do want to explore new avenues. And just going back to those experiences of traveling, the people I've met, what that's taught me, that has actually helped me to grow as a person. And I need that space now.
Well, it's time for the next thing.
Yes.
Well, I hope the next thing includes our conversations.
Of course,
good,
Bonnie.
Because I don't want those to end.
No, and there are always, we always have something new to talk about and new experiences to share. And I think that's definitely developing an ongoing journey that I really enjoy.
Me too. I'm looking forward to following along on some of your journeys. It's going to be great.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Cellist Robert Cohen joins us every month in our series On That Note.